Wilson. I'm a detective with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office.
All right, and tell us about this program that you formed, Trace.
It's an online neighborhood watch program for farmers, ranchers, construction equipment owners, anybody in those fields. And what we do is we send out email anytime there's a theft from the farm or the construction site. It could be cattle, it could be equipment, it could be copper, anything like that. We send it back out in email form to people on our email list so that they can be aware of what's being stolen in their community.
Well, you said it's almost like a neighborhood watch program.
Yes, it's the same thing as a neighborhood watch program, only it goes over the entire region instead of just your close neighborhood.
Well, what's your recovery rate then of stolen equipment and so forth?
Our recovery rate on the Trace program, it's hard to tell because we don't get a lot of feedback from all of our members. On a national average, what I like to say is everything in this farm show today was stolen, we get about 8% back.
8%?
Around 8% is what we get back.
Okay.
But this is what this program is trying to enhance.
Yep.
We're trying to educate the people what's being stolen, and maybe they'll see stuff at a consignment sale, or they'll see it on Craigslist when they're looking for their own equipment, and help a victim get their farm equipment back.
Okay, so you have how many members now, and have you picked up quite a few here at the show?
Right now we have 900 members in 102 counties in Kansas and Missouri. We've got about 10 or so this year. Last year we got 250 people to join at this show.
Well, the bigger the better in this situation, correct?
Right. The more members, the more eyes you have in the community. And therefore, it's like a small army out there helping look for stolen property.
And stolen property, especially cattle, right now on the upswing.
Yes, Missouri has been having a lot of stolen cattle from Springfield to Kansas, Missouri, up down state line. It's starting to bleed over into the Kansas counties a little bit. And it just keeps coming.